Welcome back to With. I'm your host, Richard, founder and CEO of Academia.edu. And wow, do we a truly thought episode lined up you today. Today, I be guiding you neutrally. Just remind you, this is not an endorsement. Through paper, Ruku I Anson titled, What Theka Papa Pass on the Children of the Wound? Why Am I Not with My Mum and Dad? A Lived Experience Informed Academic Reflection. So, right the heart of Ruku Anson's article, this haunting question asked quietly in and care centres all across Aotearoa, New Zealand. Why am I not with my mum and dad? And what a question. It's so simple, piercing, and it's a question echoing most forcefully among Maori Tamariki, the children over by a staggering margin in the country's state care system now. This isn't just a local issue or isolated one, it's a systemic, generational pattern. The core problem Ruku tackles is the persistence of intergenerational trauma, especially how it's carried not only through relationships and family storytelling, but through biological processes. And as always, academic is a tool. These are insights, not the truth, right? This paper opens up space for us all to pause and reflect, to be curious, not to assume we arrived at all the answers. So what's actually going on here? Anson brings Liv to the centre of the analysis, drawing onogen research, neurodevelopmental and New Zealand-specific data from Aranga Tamariki, the independent children's monitor. That a lot of the big takeaway, child removal, parental struggles, the churn of families through state systems, none of it can really be understood or resolved without looking at deep embedded of historical trauma, especially as it's encoded through our biology, right? Here's a fact that just hit me between the eyes. Although Maori children make up about 1/4 of all children in Aotearoa, they account for roughly 2/3 of those in state care, and astonishingly, brace, about 70% of Maori parents who themselves care kids will their own children care as well. That's not, says Ianson, that's the reach of colonisation moving like a shadow through families' time, even the molecules shaping our stress response. Let's get concrete. Epigenetics is where it gets fascinating and, honestly, kind mind-bending. Epigenetics means the you live in poverty, violence, love, culture, can switch genes on, off, affecting things like stress immunity, even how you love, and here's the kicker, these can be passed from parent-child. So trauma, in a sense, really does run in the blood and bones, but so does the possibility healing. I Anson isn't just describing a problem, there's hope in how she situates. She introduces a model, Te Putama o Te Ora, developed out of lived experience and grounded in Maori. It's multidimensional, covering things like physical health, cultural identity, spiritual wellness, ancestral connection, all that helps someone recover and belong, that emphasis on belonging, that like a little breakfast for how often is healing about feeling actually do belong somewhere, right? Now, the system designed to keep children safe, care, isn't always a net positive either. Ruku, out removal itself, well-intentioned, can compound trauma, new layers of loss. The backs it up. Different stages of childhood are more or less sensitive to traumatic. You separated from your at as teen. Each window brings its own risks, its lifelong echoes in the mind-body. Let's, a little tangent. It kind of makes me think of those family heirlooms you see on Antiques Roadshow. Passed down, folded wood and fabric. Except, well, here, what's being isn't always a treasured clock or mysterious old painting, but patterns of heartbreak and survival. Just a thought, healing about what else you to down, huh? Back to the big question, can break the cycle, and Ison's take, again, is the answer. Isn't just about better rules or more willpower. The research shows adults who live trauma literally have their nervous systems rew for survival, not stability. So asking parents to just try harder. Of the point, the wound isn't behavioural, it's biological. That means true healing interventions need to be culture-rich, long, and relational. Not just a quick fix, a punitive policy. So, what does all this actually mean for you, the listener? Well, maybe it's about seeing trauma, whether in families or communities or even yourself, as bigger than individual failure. It's a call to be curious about what's inherited, intentionally not, and to remember that healing too is a legacy you to build. Academic research like this, work by R.I. Anson, to edict it and to see differently, to act with, to reimagine what support can look like. That's wrapped today's in-depth with Academia. Remember, I'm not advocating for any particular perspective, just sharing insights for you to chew over, reflect on, maybe even debate for listening. And as keep asking the big questions, because academic research isn't the last word on anything. It's the bigger, better conversations. Until next time.